The lieutenant governors of Alaska and Vermont traveled to two western Alaska villages this week to see Vermont-made wind turbines that are helping the remote communities lower their power costs. Following the trip, the lieutenant governors held a public meeting on energy in Fairbanks yesterday. Alaska Lieutenant Governor Craig Campbell says the Vermont-made turbines are lessening the Alaska villages' dependence on diesel power.
That industry that is now developed in Vermont and is being utilized in other places has come to Alaska and is taking what we have, wind, and seeing the opportunities that can be provided to Alaskans. We just came from Unalakleet yesterday, where we spent the day looking at the investment being made by the Unalakleet Valley Electric Cooperative on wind power for that community. And it's not the only one. There are many other examples out there. But in Unalakleet, they're expected to have an offset of 25% of the diesel power by having these wind turbines working.
Campbell credited the state legislature for setting up a $100 million renewable energy fund that's helping communities pay for projects, including wind turbines. He says wind energy can provide growth potential in villages where the economy is bleak.
You make the capital investment, you bring in the system, it augments and reduces the cost of energy. It allows for more productivity and more availability for development in rural Alaska. It is the right solution as part of a total package for energy in Alaska.
Campbell and Vermont Lieutenant Governor Brian Duby also visited a wind farm at Gamble on St. Lawrence Island in the Bering Sea. Duby said the Northwind 100 turbine, produced in his state, provides key safety backup for remote communities like Gamble in the event of an emergency.
When you maybe don't get the ability to get the diesel shipments in. So for a diversity of solutions, wind really makes a lot of sense, especially in rural western Alaska.
The state of Alaska has set a goal of getting 50% of its energy from renewable sources by 2025.